Left. Left. Hip, 2, 3, 4. Hip, 2, 3, 4. Left. Hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip.
All right, soldiers of Yahweh, wake up. This is your wake-up call. I'm Pastor Steve, and this wake-up call is for Thursday, the 2nd of March, 2017. And the title of today's sermon is Lying Pastors, Lying Prophets, Lying Teachers. We're going to start off. I'm going to be sailing through Esord here, reading you some Bible verses. There's a bunch of them. And then I'm going to get into today and compare it with what was going on back then. We're going to start out in the book of Jeremiah. Chapter 14, verse 13, and I will be reading from the scriptures by the Institute for Scripture Research. It is a Holy Name Bible. I much prefer it to everything else I've seen, especially the King James. It is the Bible that I read when I really want to read and study. It is very accurate. Verse 13 of chapter 14 of Jeremiah. But I said, Ah, Master Yahweh, see, the prophets say to them, You are not to see a sword, nor have scarcity of food, for I give you true peace in this place. We go to verse 14. Then Yahweh said to me, The prophets prophesy falsehood in my name. I have not sent them, nor commanded them, nor spoken to them. They are prophesying to you a false vision, worthless divination, and the deceit of their own heart. Okay. Let's go to verse 23, 32. It takes a minute for this older computer I'm scrolling on to get down to 32. I'll just help it a little bit here. I'm going to be getting another new computer because I need it to do these shows. I really need instant access. Jeremiah 23:32. See, I am against those who prophesy false dreams, declares Yahweh, and relate them and lead my people astray by their falsehoods and by their reckless boasting. But I myself did not send them, nor have I commanded them, and they do not profit this people at all. Okay, clear analogy today. Let's go to 27, chapter 27. If I can get it to click, there we go. Verses 9, 10, 15, and 16. Okay, I got to scroll down. Verse 9 of chapter 27 of Jeremiah. So do not listen to your prophets or to your diviners or to your dreamers or to your observers of clouds or your sorcerers who speak to you saying, do not serve the sovereign of Babel. For they are prophesying falsehood to you, that's verse 10, and to remove you far from your land, and I shall drive you out, and you shall perish. Verse 27:11. But the nations that bring their necks under the yoke of the sovereign of Babel and serve him, I shall leave in their own land, declares Yahweh, and they shall till it and dwell it. Well, he's showing that he's countering what they're saying. And they're doing the same thing today. Verse 14, do not listen to the words of the prophets who speak to you, saying, do not serve the sovereign of Babel, for they prophesy falsehood to you. Verse 15, for I have not sent them, declares Yahweh, yet they prophesy falsehood in my name, in order that I drive you out, then you shall perish, you and the prophets I prophets who prophesy to you. Verse 16, then I spoke to the priests and to all this people, saying, thus said Yahweh, do not listen to the words of your prophets who are prophesying to you, saying, see, the vessels of the house of Yahweh are brought back from Babel soon now, for they prophesy falsehood to you. Well, they had the same problem with falsehood back then in Jeremiah's time. Same deal. This is not new. We've had people lying to us in the name of Yahweh for a long time. Let's go to chapter 28. 15. I'm marking off stuff so I don't do the same thing over. It's tough to be old. Let's get down to verse 15. This is about Hananiah, the false prophet. 28:15. Come on down here. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. And the prophet Yirmiyahu said to Hananiah the prophet, listen please, Hananiah. Yahweh has not sent you, but you have made this people trust in falsehood. Verse 16. Therefore thus says Yahweh, see, I am sending you away from the face of the earth. This year you shall die, for you have spoken apostasy against Yahweh. Verse 17, and Hananiah the prophet died the same year in the seventh new moon. Yahweh deals with them. We're going to be getting into this in a minute. I'm going to read the Bible verses and then take it into the present time. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 31. Well, I scroll down quickly. There we go. Verse 31. Send to all those in exile, saying, thus said Yahweh concerning Shemaiah the Nechemlamite, because Shemaiah has prophesied to you, and I have not sent him, and he has made you trust on falsehood. Verse 32. Therefore, thus says Yahweh, see, I am bringing punishment upon Shemaiah the Nechemlamite. And his seed, he shall have no one to dwell among this people, nor is he to see the good that I am about to do for my people, declares Yahweh, because he has spoken apostasy against Yahweh. Bada bing, bada boom. Jeremiah had trouble with false prophets. He was telling the people the truth, and these people were jealous, and they prophesied falsely to make Jeremiah out the liar and had him thrown in a pit full of mud and all sorts of nasty things that they did to poor Jeremiah. He suffered through a lot. Well, let's get up in the New Testament here. It's always nice to coordinate old and new, because they're really all one continuing testament. People try to separate them, and you really can't. All right, Matthew chapter 7, verse 15. But beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are savage wolves. Verse 16, by their fruits you shall know them. Are grapes gathered from the thorn bushes, or figs from thistles? Verse 17, so every good tree yields good fruit, but a rotten tree yields wicked fruit. Verse 18, a good tree is unable to yield wicked fruit, and a rotten tree to yield good fruit. Listen to this. This is verse 19. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Verse 20, so then by their fruits you shall know them. What kind of fruits are a lot of these pastors on TV and stuff that are teaching apostasy, race mixing, homosexuality, everything's okay, we're going to be raptured? What's going to happen to them when they're teaching this drivel? They're not teaching the truth. They're not teaching the truth at all. Let's go to Matthew 24:11. And many false prophets shall rise up and lead many astray. Oh, does that apply to today, brothers and sisters? Are you seeing back in these times, in ancient days of our ancestors, they had the same deal? And here we are today, and we've got all these rich preachers. Let's go to Matthew 24:24. For false messiahs and false prophets shall arise, and they shall show great signs and wonders so as to lead astray, if possible, even the chosen ones. Well, who are these prophets that are, the preachers that are teaching on the TV that if you send them money, Yahweh will make you rich? And the rapture, John Hagee, Joel Osteen. What's going on? You think that times have changed from back then, but Yeshua Messiah himself warned us about these people. They are teaching the exact opposite of what Yahweh's laws are. They're trying to set the laws aside. Oh, they're nailed to the cross. We don't have to obey these anymore. What was the reason that Israel was sent into dispersion? What was the reason that we were punished over and over and over and over? In the past, our ancestors, because of our apostasy and disobedience to his laws. What did Christ say all the time? You love me, keep my commandments. What commandments were these? These were the commandments of Yahweh the Father. And yet we have church leaders today that are trying to set these aside. Oh, you don't have to worry about that anymore. That's done. And Yahshua Messiah said, I come not to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. Not one jot or tittle shall pass away until all is fulfilled. Heaven and earth will pass away, but not one jot or tittle of the law, that's Torah, shall fail. All right, until all is fulfilled. Well, what did he fulfill? Exactly. Did he nail everything to the cross? No, he did not. The sacrifices of bulls and goats and sheep and stuff would only cover over sin for a year. It was a yearly propitiation. And it wasn't getting the job done. It had become a meaningless ritual that people really didn't believe in. And the salvation wasn't occurring. People would just have that done once a year and then just go do whatever they wanted to do. And the people were worshiping idols and stuff on the roof of their houses. That's why the first temple was destroyed in Jerusalem, was burned up. They burned the houses because they were doing pagan worship on the flat roofs of the houses. They had idols up there, and they would burn incense and pour out drink offerings, and they had high places. They built up big mounds and had altars up on these mounds, the high places. And they were worshiping Baal and Molech and Asherah, all the gods of the pagans, of the nations around them. They have gone completely pagan. And Jeremiah pleaded with them over and over and over and over, and they wouldn't listen. Well, let's look at Mark 13:22. It's a reiteration of what it said in the other verse. For false messiahs and false prophets shall rise and show signs and wonders to lead astray, if possible, even the chosen ones. Well, who are the chosen ones? That's us. We're Israel. We are the chosen people. White Anglo-Saxon Christians. That's us. Are they not trying to lead us astray today with their churchianity and the garbage that they're teaching in these churches? And people are sending their kids to Sunday school in these places. Oh, what damage is being done to these children? And then they come home and... Luke 6:26. Woe to you when all men speak well of you, for thus their fathers did to the false prophets. Well, they sure don't speak. they don't speak well of the Christian identity pastors and the people on EFR. They absolutely hate us. big time. We don't have to worry about being spoken well of. They call us terrorists and Nazis and all that stuff. And yeah, you're going to hear some stuff on the radio that shows the truth about what Hitler did and the National Socialists and how Germany prospered under his hand. When he kicked the serpent seed line out of Germany, when he shut them down. And anybody in America that tries to shut them down, they usually get assassinated. That's why I'm worried about Donald Trump. If he actually does what he says he's going to do, he really needs security. And he needs our prayers, folks. If this guy is being a tool of Yahweh, and he is going to do some things to buy us some time, and Yahweh's hand is in this, we need to pray for him. Now, I'm not much on politicians, but sometimes we get a break. And I'm not a member of any party or any of that. I don't believe most of them. They're just talking heads and liars. But so far, this guy's keeping his promises. He's doing stuff. He's trying. And here's something that took place. They've had a whole bunch of arrests, 829 arrests in 1 month since Trump's been in office of these pedophiles. None of the big politicians yet, but you've heard nothing of these arrests on mainstream media. Nothing. They won't put it out. Just won't. Well, here's Acts 13:6 telling about another false prophet. And having passed through all the island to Paphos, they found a certain magician, a false prophet, a Yehudi. That's what it says in here. It's a Judean, actually, whose name was Bar Yahashua. And that Yahashua is Yahshua. And that is son of Yeshua, literally. Now, whether he was an actual Judahite, we don't know. Back verse 8, but Elumus the magician, for so his name is translated, withstood them, seeking to turn the proconsul away from the belief. In other words, they were witnessing. Verse 9, then Shaul, who also is Paul, filled with a set apart spirit, that's the Holy Spirit, looked intently at him. Now, this leads me to believe that he was a Jew, but because Paul says in Acts 13:10, and said, O son of the devil, filled with all deceit and all recklessness, you enemy of all righteousness, shall you not cease perverting the straight ways of Yahweh? And now, in verse 11, and now see, the hand of Yahweh is upon you, and you shall be blind, not seeing the sun for a time. And instantly a dark mist fell on him, and he went around seeking someone to lead him by the hand. So when they say Yahudi here, I don't think it means Judean. I think it actually means a Jew. One of the Edomite seed, because he's a son of the devil. When Paul calls him a son of the devil, as Yeshua Messiah did to the Pharisees, and this guy was a sorcerer, he was probably of non-Israelite stock. Okay? A lot of that going on, there was a lot of, he had trouble with devils. A lot. So they would follow him around. And just give them a rough time like they do to us today. Let's go to 2 Peter 2, verse 1. But there also came to be false prophets among the people, as also among you there shall be false teachers, who shall secretly bring in destructive heresies and deny the master who bought them, bringing swift destruction on themselves. Verse 2, and many shall follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of, just like they're doing today. Oh, here's a good one. Verse 3, 2 Peter 2, 3. And in greed with fabricated words, they shall use you for gain. From of old, their judgment does not linger, and their destruction does not slumber. Okay, what are they doing today? They're using it for gain. Well, brothers and sisters, if y'all send me $100, I know God's gonna bless you. You're gonna prosper. You're gonna prosper, brothers and sisters. Send me $100 today, and I know I can't say Yahweh. God's gonna bless you. Fake. False. It just gets worse and worse. You see these TV preachers, they are so disgusting and so thinly veiled, the sleaze just oozes off of them. How can people follow or believe anything these sleaze bags say on TV? I mean, they're so obvious. They stick out like a sore thumb. You could smell them coming a mile away. It's 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved ones, do not believe every spirit, but prove the spirits, whether they are of Elohim, because many false prophets have gone out in this world. Boy, oh boy, have they ever. I mean, you just, anybody that preaches the rapture, anybody that's preaching the Jewish Jesus, they're false. Sometimes these poor guys don't even know that they're teaching lies. They actually believe it, but they're still false. Doesn't matter whether they truly believe the nonsense they're putting out is real. They're still false prophets. There's so many These seminary schools are cranking these guys out like a cook, with a guy with a cookie cutter and dough. Making all these little gingerbread men, and they'll go out and spread this Judeo-Christian gospel. And they are really doing a lot of harm. I mean, they really are. They have generations and generations of people believing this church doctrine. They believe that's right from the scripture because they never read the Bible themselves. They don't study. They really just don't study. Revelations chapter 16, verse 13. And I saw coming out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet, three unclean spirits as frogs. Well, there's the main false prophet to come. There's more coming. I mean, it's not going to stop. We really need to do a lot of deep study. And we're trying our best at EFR. I mean, we really are. We're hitting it hard. I'm up in the wee hours of the morning here recording because it's quiet except for the wind howling outside. We've had two horrendous back-to-back storms here. Eli had one up in Chicago that was really, really bad. There's Revelations 19:20, and the beast was seized, and with him the false prophet who worked signs in his presence, by which he led astray those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. Two were thrown alive into the lake of fire burning with sulfur. Brimstone, folks. Burning sulfur and pitch from a tar pit, sulfurous pitch. Really, really bad. Let's get the final verse in here and then I'll just talk at you a while. Revelations 20:10. And the devil who led them astray was thrown into the lake of fire and sulfur where the beast and the false prophet are. And they shall be tortured day and night forever and ever. If a regular fella is going to get tossed into this, he's just going to go poof. But we're talking punishment reserved for the supreme evil being, the devil, the leader of the pack, so to speak. Now, the fate of all these people that are teaching apostasy today is not sure. I don't know exactly what's going to happen to them. Yahweh is going to deal with them. I don't know how. I really don't. He does not reveal everything. Oh, yeah, but you're a preacher. Look. I know where I am in the pecking order of life, and I am not up at the top, okay? It just isn't happening. I'm just a man like anybody else. I'm an old biker. I'm an ex-con. I am nobody special, I guarantee you. But he has blessed me. I don't know why he chose me. Why does he choose any of us? He's chosen strange people. He chose Paul. That was running around killing Christians. I made him apostle to the nations. Go figure. Yahweh is beyond me. I mean, he is the supreme being. And I'm nowhere near the top of the pecking order. I'm way down the road. And it's just that he has turned me around so drastically from what I was, cleared my mind, filled me full of his Holy Spirit, and made me a different person. I am not the man that I was. I'm not the man that went to prison. That man's gone. Old jailhouse religion. No, jailhouse religion ends at the gate when they let you out. I did nothing for 13 years but study scripture. Nothing. I'm not interested in TV, not interested in sports. I don't gamble, I don't drink, I don't do drugs. I turned my life over to him completely. And the life I have now is full of blessing because he runs it. I don't do anything in my life that does not involve scripture. Period. No ifs, no ands, no buts, no compromises. I have no interest in anything. Because the time is almost gone for the grace period. And my job now is to teach the word, preach the word, and try to exhort as many people of our race, the race of Israel, the white Anglo-Saxon Christian people, exhort them to righteousness and get a lot of the fence sitters off the fence. Try to reach the Judeo-Christians. There's going to be things happen in the future, I'm sure, that's going to bring about a revival and a renewal of faith. I already see a lot of it happening. And I'm so glad to be a part of it. I know I'm just a strange old man, but you have no idea what goes on in my heart, how much love I have for my brothers and sisters. There is nothing more important to me than serving Yahweh and helping my people. You're it, folks. You are the apple of my eye. Even if I don't know you, you're on the other end of the country hearing my sermon. Your souls are precious. The souls of your children and their lives are precious. We've got worse times coming than what we've got now. I guarantee you. Tribulation is much worse than Jacob's trouble. We're in Jacob's trouble right now. And if you think this is bad, with the flood of immigration and the sex perverts selling children and killing them and eating them and drinking blood, this is the tip of the iceberg. What happens when the trib hits and it's full scale, 24/7? We, as the remnant, need to be prepared for that. It's coming. We don't have to like the fact that it's coming. It's just coming. It says so right in the book of Revelations that we're going to go through a period of full tribulation. It's not good now. It's very dangerous to go certain places in certain cities. If you are white, you just don't go there. If you are a woman, you don't go there. What's going on in Europe with the rape gangs is going to start happening here. Because more and more and more of these outlanders are coming in. And wherever they go, they bring their dirty baggage with them. Their lifestyle, their culture. Bad deal. Bad, bad, bad. We haven't seen anything yet in this country. Yeah, we've got problems. We've got the libtards rioting. Black Lives Matter. Not my president. Oh. Smoke and mirrors, folks. This is only a symptom of the problem that Yahweh's wrath is getting ready to come. And all the bad guys are showing off. This is what's going on. They've opened the doors to the madhouse and they've let out all the lunatics. Woo! That's a rough thing to have to say. You know, I come from an era. I was born in 1947, and I saw white America. I never saw a Negro in school until I was in my high school. I was born and raised in Cincinnati. We had segregated schools. We had segregated neighborhoods, segregated restaurants. That's not the South. That's in Ohio. Ohio was segregated. Had Klan rallies in Ohio, Indiana, huge Klan presence. And the blacks kept their place. They knew what the rules were. They didn't go in certain neighborhoods. They didn't go in certain restaurants. They had their own schools. And the libtards took over and all that changed and the school system just went to hell in a handbasket. And it is what it is today. Bad news. White kids can't go to school with these creatures. They beat them up. Rob them. Molest the girls and boys. It's dangerous. White guy's walking down the hall and there's 10 blacks standing there. They just jump him and just beat the fire out of him. No reason, just for fun. He's white. Open season. And you send your kids to these schools and this is what happens. There's a lot of people that are in denial about this. And you'll hear your false prophets and your false teachers and the churches and the schools. Oh, we're all brothers. We have to do this and we have to do that. And we all need to get along and blah, 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 blah. We all are God's children. No, we're not. They are teaching a false gospel. They are perverting and twisting the gospel. And yet, Even our people still send their kids to these Sunday schools. Well, it's good for little Johnny to go. No, it's not good for little Johnny to go. To be with other kids that are being indoctrinated in false teachings. You need to take little Johnny and sit him at the kitchen table with scriptures. And you need to teach little Johnny the scriptures, as they are written, without all these perversions. You need to get rid of little Johnny's video games where he's programmed to Satan's service. You need to homeschool little Johnny. You need to keep little Johnny away from all the race-mixed punks that want to suck him in, get him into trouble, get him on dope. If little Johnny is your boy, he's your responsibility. You need to take care of little Johnny. Now, nobody said it was going to be easy. Nobody said it was going to be fun. Nobody said it was going to be politically correct, or you would get great rewards from the people around you for raising your children in the proper manner. More than likely, you will be reviled for that. Why? You just keep your kids away from everybody. You think you're something else. You're really, you're a Nazi. Man. They don't know anything else but to call names, and they don't even know what a National Socialist actually is. They don't know the provocation that was going on in Germany. They don't know the solutions that had to be undertaken to reclaim their country. They don't know who was behind all the nefarious doings and the wars. They're just reacting in ignorance to what they have been told. They've been told certain things. They don't know any better. And if they continue to watch the Talmud vision, they're not going to know any better ever. And you want your child to go to school with the children of these brain-dead adults? Because their children are following in their footsteps. They're marching in lockstep, chanting the mantra of the liberal left. And you're having your children associate with these children. Bad idea. Very, very bad idea. Need to get your kids away from the other kids. Oh, why can't I go over his house? Because his sister's married to a nigger. Well, he seems cool. Oh. See what I mean? Just, it's all these little things. That over time mount up into great big things. You get 100 little things, and they all of a sudden become big. It's all the baggage that goes with it. I've just read you all these scripture verses about all these false prophets, and we've got them all over today. All over. They are pushed on us and promoted. They prosper because they preach a social gospel, touchy-feely, warm and fuzzy, instead of a gospel of repentance and actual salvation and obedience to the laws of our Father Yahweh. They teach that everything's okay, and as long as you show up on Sunday and put money in the plate, you're saved. You got a guaranteed ticket to the promised land. Now, you know that isn't true, and I know that isn't true. But trying to convey that message to them scares them so badly, they cannot handle the truth because they are in a herd instinct mode. They have to be part of a group. They're not secure on their own. They can't stand up like a man. The truth is so terrifying that they might not be acceptable to their group. They don't care. They're going to follow that group because they don't want to become uncomfortable. And that is really pathetic. Life depends on what level of comfort zone you are in as far as your status. How much stuff you can accumulate, and all of it's going to go to hell. When society finally breaks down, and it will, Yahweh is going to bring it to pass. No more welfare checks, no more checks for the thugs that they employ, and what you're going to have is anarchy. You're going to have anarchy coming. The government, even with all their might, is not going to be able to handle it. No matter how much technology they have, no matter what weapons they have, no matter how much spy equipment they have, there's only so many of them, and there's a whole hell of a lot more of the other people. And they're bringing troublemakers and killers and jihadists in by the score. Trump's trying to fight it. And the Jews are fighting Trump through their minions, the people that they buy. Because these people don't see the end times. They only see what they can put in their pocket now. And you have the politicians that are uttering all these nonsensical things, and they are a form of false prophet and teacher as well. The government itself and its news media that is controlled by the people behind the scenes that are not elected are the biggest false prophet of all. They push apostasy hard. They really, really drive it home. And everything you see in the advertisements, in the movies, on cable TV, over the radio, in advertising, subliminal messages, go against Yahweh's teachings. They hit you from all sides. And it is rough to resist that. Even as a knowledgeable Christian identist, how much more so for your children? When they don't have the solid, long, lifelong knowledge that you as an adult have accumulated. They're new. They haven't been on the planet very long. They're little kids. And they are naive and they are susceptible to this programming. And that's how they're trying to win us over. They go through the children and brainwash them from a very young age. And the only way we can fight that is to keep our children away from a lot of it and to teach them the truth. Because we do not, we doom them to be amongst the goats. We are responsible for raising our white Israelite children. And that may be too much like work, and you got payments to make, and it's better just to let them sit and watch the TV and play video games, because it keeps them out from under your feet, because you come home exhausted and you just want a beer and you want to sit back and relax. The problem with that is the devil never relaxes, and his people don't either. They never quit. It's 24/7 with them. It's a war to the death, and the death that they want is our death. The death of our spirit and the death of our bodies, the extinction of our race. They are, if anything, truly relentless. And we have to fight that. We have to fight it in the lives of our children. We have to resist every way we can without getting locked up for doing something stupid. If we're going to fight, we have to fight smart. We have to be smarter than they are. We have to be aware of our surroundings and aware of their methods and tailor our methods to be most effective. You cannot help our people from inside a prison cell. I can tell you that firsthand. Been there, done that. But Yahweh used that time in my life to prepare me for what I'm doing now. Praise Yahweh. He has a use for an old biker like me. Somebody in authority did something really stupid, and I responded with violence, and I did my time, and I've learned to be smarter than the average bear. So, my wisdom comes from experience. If you want to accept it, fine. If not, fine. I'm just telling you the truth. That's all I can do here. Can't make you do anything. I can only hope that you will listen and take it to heart and think. Sit down and ponder what I've said to you. Examine your life, because it is your life. Only you know your life best, not me. No way I can. I haven't experienced what you've experienced in your life. I just hope that if you're going to fight, you're going to fight smart. Coming down to the end of my hour here, my next wake-up call will be on the 9th. And there will be a repeat of this show on the 4th. That's on Saturday at 11 a.m. I will say Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. And may Yahweh bless and keep you, brothers and sisters. I'll talk to you next time.
Lift, lift, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip, 2, 3, 4, lift, lift. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip. Hip, two, three, four, hip. Hip, two, three.